From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. 5 days into office, President Donald Trump followed through on another campaign promise, directing construction of a border wall with Mexico to slow the tide of illegal immigration, as well as the passage of illicit drugs and weapons.
We're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border. The unprecedented surge of illegal migrants from Central America is harming both Mexico and the United States, and I believe the steps we will take, starting right now, will improve the safety in both of our countries. Going to be very, very good for Mexico.
The announcement also involves cutting federal funding to so-called sanctuary cities that harbor illegal aliens and expanding the force of U.S. immigration agents. It received sharp criticism from some immigrant advocate groups. There are an estimated 11 million undocumented people in the U.S. Mexico's Senator Armando Rios Peter denounced the move as a hostile act toward his country. The action comes as Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto prepares to visit Washington next week. He's under pressure to cancel that trip. Gambia's newly elected president, Adama Barrow, is expected to return to his country Thursday from neighboring Senegal, where he was sworn into office last week. Mr. Barrow's spokesman, Halifa Sala, explaining the delayed return.
Yes, a las mexicanas.
Because he had to thank those people who have actually contributed to the settlement of the political dispute in the Gambia in peace, consult with them before making his way back to the country.
Mr. Barrow defeated longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh in a December election, which Jammeh initially refused to recognize. He went into exile Saturday, ending 22 years of rule. This is VOA News.